a Rayo Original Podcast.
There's no one else I'd rather be trapped in this studio with for 3 hours.
Which is amazing, because I would rather be trapped with anyone but you.
Definitely just one that walked the creepiest island.
We both know that's not the truth.
They're like, they don't get it. It's not for them.
Yeah, they don't get it. What are you going to do, bad boy?
I'm at Stewie. Should we tell them?
We're going to Ibiza!
That was a lot.
First year of university. Implants.
Really?
I went to the Playboy Mansion.
Oh my.
How many times has Liv said the word iconic?
231 times. That is iconic.
The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is the Sunday Rose podcast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. It's all the bits that we can't talk about on radio. Basically, we're taking the muzzle off.
So if you're a bit sensitive, maybe another podcast.
Exactly. Maybe don't just listen. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, but we'd like you to stay.
We would like you to stay. Please stay. It's been an interesting one, our first show. We are
interesting means amazing.
Some people would say amazing. Some people have already described it as weird.
It is weird, obviously.
I don't think that was a review we were going for.
No.
Weird.
I'm just having the best time with you.
You can't even say that to me without sort of smiling.
There's no one else I'd rather be trapped in this studio with for 3 hours.
Which is amazing, because I would rather be trapped with anyone but you.
Guys, it's officially uncuffing season.
Sorry?
Single people are outside and people are getting out of their relationships ready for summer. So this is a great time for you.
Yeah.
So I think we rewrite your dating profile.
I feel like I've done quite well on my own.
That's...
I mean, I'm 37, still single, and I cry a lot. I don't understand what the problem is.
Right. So, age, 52.
37.
Okay, 45. Height, 5'5".
5'10".
9.
5'10".
Just be realistic.
Just because you're a giraffe.
Be jealous of my limbs. Height. 5'7".
5'10". You're not putting 52 and 5'7".
Job title, lounge lizard. That will scare off the ladies, though. I will say, junior broadcaster. Okay, your location?
London.
Outside. What is your star sign?
The best of them all. Scorpio.
That's not the best.
That is the best.
Taurus is the best.
No, it's not.
What's your type? I'll let you do this. I can't
do it
for you.
I can sum it up in one word.
Breathing.
Pulse. We have our first ever guest on the show.
Oh my God, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Very excited. Comedian, TV personality, podcaster, Catherine Ryan is here.
Hey, I didn't know I was the first.
You are the first. You're breaking our guest virginity on the Sunday roast.
And now you set the bar. So now we have to keep the guests of this kind of caliber. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be really hard. I wouldn't want to follow you in.
I don't think you guys should have guests, because the reach of your social media clips is vast. And I see you guys and like the little brother sister thing that you have with like a gentle sexual undertone. I like it.
We're approaching summer, and I've talked about the fact that I am what I describe as a retired club rat. Were you ever a club rat? Were you a club girl?
Very briefly. Mm. Briefly. So I went to university in Toronto.
Yes.
Which was like the London of the small town that I lived in. And we would go out a lot. That was fun, though. Like, there was very little evidence. It was the late 90s, early 2000s. I got breast implants my first year of university.
Oh, you were
like,
living.
Tuition, implants. And yeah, then I was ready to go.
And there's something about that first set of implants. Yeah. You feel like you're on a different level.
Really?
Yeah, everything changes. You never pay for drinks anymore.
That's it. Right.
You never queue for a club. It's like the power that these silicone implants hold is insane.
Really?
I went to the Playboy Mansion.
Oh my, you took those tits and you went.
I did. Economy, but yeah. I went.
Doesn't matter.
Hef was there with, he had three girlfriends at the time, and the show, the reality show, was very popular.
Oh, I love the girls next door.
That's it.
And see, I've never seen this.
Oh.
You live under a reality
rock.
Show at the Playboy Mansion.
It was a cultural turning point.
And it was really wholesome, interesting.
It sounds it.
Because these girls are young, you know, they are teenagers.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were a very toxic generation, which is not great.
No, I went home and I redecorated my whole bedroom with the Playboy range from Argos at the time. And, you know, it was, like you say, they were, you know, sleeping this old dude, and we didn't see anything wrong with being massively influenced by
that. You do strike me as the sort of person that would have a Playboy bunny tattoo.
I probably nearly did.
Yeah, 100%.
They would have loved you there.
I would have loved it.
And it was fun, and I was in the grotto, and I saw a sad moment where Hef was sat there. And
I imagine you saw a few sad moments.
Yeah, a few sad moments. And there was this big party going on around him, and everyone's so excited, but this is his garden, you know?
Yeah.
He's like an older man who should be relaxing, you know, with his garden, and Who Let the Dogs Out came on, and he was sort of lip-syncing along and goes, who,
oh, no.
Who let the... And it was like an 80... How old was he at the time? 88-year-old man trying to sing along to
He raved right till the end. Are we doing Kylie Jenner boob job? Because I love that story.
Yeah. We're also sort of just on air. Liv is fully back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I'm on the pulse as ever. So, Pete, I've had an idea. Because you are obviously over the age now to be on Love Island, I thought it'd be fun if we created your own Love Island sort of entry tape. And they go, hi, I'm like Dave from Essex. And like, no one ever steals my bird kind of thing.
I mean, firstly, I'll let you finish there, but Will Over the Age was slightly below the belt.
I don't know, actually, if there is a, what is the top age?
I don't think there is an age bracket. Why would you be ageist?
I don't think you look right.
Oh, so it's not that I'm actually physically over the age, it's because I look so much older.
I don't think it would feel on
what you're trying to say is if I was sat around the fire pit, people would think someone's drunk uncle had walked in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, lovely. So an introduction, if I was younger looking, so this is the first introduction the public have to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got to make sure they like me. Okay, I've got this. All right,
and you've also got to sell yourself, you're a big character.
I've got to sell myself?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, Pete, what's your immediate ick?
My immediate ick is quiet people because on a night out, I am one crazy, crazy cat.
What's your instant turn on?
Oh, for me, it's easy. It's just a pulse.
The red flag you always ignore?
I'm a walking red flag. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I'm all green, baby.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
I've never been on a date because I'm a virgin. I think that's gone well. I think people would love
you
me.
You definitely just won the award for the creepiest islander that ever existed.
What do you mean?
Also, I just...
And we both know that's not the truth.
No. Drake is a daddy.
It's Father's Day, and I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that. Do you mean he's got children, or do you mean he's a daddy?
No, to me, he's not a daddy. To me, he's just a father, like he's got children.
Right, okay. So what's the difference for you between a father and a daddy?
Well, I'm going to quote Pedro Pascal, the actor. He said, daddy is a state of mind, and I completely take that on board because I feel like it's an aura. You're either like a father, like in the legitimate sense, like you fathered a child, or you're a daddy. So I pick up the bill a lot in my friendship group, calling them all out here. So they call me daddy.
Wow.
They're like, daddy, sausage wallet.
If that's what it means then, does that mean that technically when we go out, I'm your daddy?
Oh,
Because what you've done now is the way you've just said that is that you pick up the bill in your friendship group. But when we go out,
I pick up the bill.
So what Liv has inadvertently done is called me daddy there.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Not for me lack of trying, by the way, but Pete just won't let me pay. So thanks, daddy.
All right, what's got on my wick? Listen, it's Monday now. People will be coming home from Glastonbury, won't they? Does it finish today?
You can come home on a Tuesday, can't you? I'm not really sure. It's way longer than it needs
to be.
Well,
I'm going to preempt.
You know, they sit in traffic for like 10 hours to get out of that village.
Traffic is something that gets on my nerves, but more than anything, I'm going to preempt what gets on my nerves, and that is people telling me about Glastonbury. That's all people are going to talk about for the next week. Prepare yourself for it.
Okay.
It's going to be people talking about the hangovers. Oh, I feel rough. You know, I had a big one in Glastonbury. No one cares, mate. I wish you'd stayed in the tent. I wish you hadn't come back.
That's so dark.
I don't want to hear about it. It's like when people go on holiday and then they have to tell you, I don't want to hear about it.
I just feel like anyone that's at Glastonbury, I look at them, I'm like, of course. Of course you're at Glastonbury. You would be.
Do I strike you as someone that would go to Glastonbury? No. Describe me a Glastonbury man.
Like middle class.
Yeah.
White. Their hair's not brown or blonde. It's just
mousy.
Dishwater, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some crappy like tattoos. Like they've got...
You sure this isn't me?
They've got like bracelets on.
Are you sure this isn't me?
Like, and they like love bands.
Okay.
And like they love like hanging out, and then they love like positive vibes.
What do you think they do in their real jobs and real lives?
Probably like recruitment or something.
Recruitment, yeah.
Okay. Like marketing.
Marketing.
And do you think come back to the office and they're like, God, Glastonbury was crazy.
Wow, you should have seen me and the boys, man. We didn't sleep for 3 days. We were just in the tent. We were just
like,
partying
Pablo
all night.
Pissed in my mouth.
Yeah, the like, Pablo pissed in my mouth. And then because he felt so bad, he took me to the hugging tent and we hugged for 15 minutes and it was great.
You think I'm going to let some unwashed slob put your arms around me? You crazy, I'll call the police.
To be honest with you, that is the biggest thing for me with like Glastonbury is the hygiene part of it is all I hear about is people with like festivals is like drunk people like Theodore, the drunk recruitment guy that you're talking about, going to like someone's tent, walking back and then stopping for a piss and pissing on my tent or something. Like because if I'm asleep in a tent and I hear, I'm telling you now, I'll do time. I will do time. There is absolutely no way I would allow someone to piss all over. Just no, it's not happening.
But also, I don't understand. Like literally, the walking you have to do. Like how do you you find your tent? How?
And this is like all the crazy stories that everyone tells you. It's like, I couldn't find my tent, so I made friends with this guy called Hugo, and we just shared a tent together.
No.
Also, it's like, I stood literally a kilometre from the band I love, and then I waited 3 hours for a £20 beer. Like, honestly.
But
and then I got gangrene from the mud.
Yeah.
Like, but piss off.
If you are listening and you've been to Glasgow, hope you had a great time. But just for the record, don't tell anyone about it.
No. We did a little Glastonbury review. Oh my God, guys, sorry. The Glastonbury goers were pressed in the comments. I don't mind. I love a little bit of rage bait online. Anything to like boost the algorithm. We're catching some heat, the Glastonbury goers. They're like, they don't get it. It's not for them.
No, they don't get it. They don't understand. They weren't there. Yeah. They don't understand.
And he's just perfectly set us up. A lot of comments were saying that Pete, when he does his posh guy voice, he sounds like Stewie from Family Guy. And you do.
Do I?
I'm actually starting to get a little worried, you know?
It's just the plush Glasgow people, isn't it? Do we actually anger them? Do you know what? That makes me quite happy.
Oh, same! I was like, loving it!
If anything, I know a lot of people don't like it. I'm like, bring it on.
What are you going to do, bad boy? I'm at Stewie. Do you know what I mean?
Someone wrote, it just sounds like two people that are so pissed off because they weren't invited, so I just couldn't help myself reply being like, actually, we were both invited.
I'll be honest with you, we were both invited VIP and turned it down.
My toxic trait is like, if someone like rages at me on socials, I have to reply. But like in a really annoying passive, I'll be like, oh my God, hon, are you okay?
Yeah, you're so passive aggressive.
We had a one that wrote an essay, like he wrote like this, and it had like 200 likes. So I just wrote underneath, like, oh my God, are you okay? Because I was like, what? Who has that much time?
I've got to say, like, comments and social media hate stuff, I'm quite lucky. I don't really get an awful lot. What I get people is trying to give me constructive criticism.
Oh no.
And that makes me even more angry. Like, obviously, my hair is a lot shorter. I've got this one person that like, just repeatedly goes, no, you've lost it since you're here. I'm just saying, darling.
I get a lot of like, Liv, I love you, but.
But, yeah.
The pre-insult.
You want me to stop doing that?
I can't sleep. It feels like Christmas.
I mean, it literally is. We've been waiting for this for a long time. Shall we tell them?
We're going to Ibiza!
That was a lot, wasn't it?
And we're taking you with us.
Everyone in this room is going to be going to
Ibiza.
We're
talking directly to you. You're coming to Ibiza with us. We're going to be inside your ear holes, live from the island.
We are going to be inside your ear holes.
I've been waiting all summer for this trip.
Yeah, and this is the first time Liv and I have been to Ibiza together.
That's mad.
Which is weird. But also, you are very weird
as a person. Jewellery, sunglasses, gym kit, pillowcase, silk one, camera, tripod, a portable like photography light, shoes, airport outfit, underwear.
I'm so bored. It's Pete and Liv, and Liv has just admitted that's a list of things that she's already packed for a holiday. That's not even the top.
It's like 2%.
This is for a holiday that isn't happening for 2 weeks.
Yes, of course, but I have to be prepared because also I've got admin day coming up.
What's admin day?
So it's like holiday girl admin. So I'm going to do like my nails, I'm going to do a facial, I'm going to do my roots, I'm going to do like
laser. All the pampering stuff.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
you
just
should
like,
probably have a week then.
I don't want to do this show anymore. I'm actually so sick of your back chat.
Listen, why are you pretending like you are not excited about going on holiday with me?
I'm so excited, but your miserable sort of bar humbug attitude is ruining my holiday.
No, I'll tell you what's ruining my holiday is the fact that you've sent an itinerary.
Of course!
You've sent an itinerary.
You don't know when to have fun.
Sorry, I can only have fun when you tell me I'm allowed to at certain times.
Of course, you have to pre-plan the fun.
Nothing with you is fun, especially when you pre-plan it. It's going to be an absolute mess. And the fact that you packed 2 weeks before, I find wild. The night before, I'll remember I'm going to Ibiza and I'll find what's clean. And all I've got to do is shave me balls. Other than
what?
That, I'm ready to go.
The look you're going for, that you packed the night before, it works, it shows.
Thank you ever so much. I appreciate it.
Pete, you've got to intro the show because I've got no voice.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast Reheated with me and Frank Butcher. We are in Ibiza. It's a special. We've been here for a couple of days. Liv looks a state. She sounds a state, but we're going to try and get through it.
Yeah!
Yesterday we were at O Beach.
Yeah, Voxy presents Kiss Pool Party Live at O Beach. I enjoyed myself, as you can hear from my voice.
Yeah, Liv left her voice in O Beach.
And my dignity.
You never went there with any.
I would.
Let's be honest.
Because that was about 6 summers ago. I had a moment, I was on the DJ decks and I touched a button. So in my mind, I am a DJ.
Yeah, she has been telling everyone now that she's going to be doing DJ sessions.
I will be having a residency at High next summer.
Yeah, she's available for bookings. Contact me.
I would like to present to you what I hope will be an annual competition, but this is the first year of Liv's Feral Rat Award. So I consider myself one of the most feral rats there is.
Oh, you're like the Pied Piper. Literally the Pied Piper.
I was trying to think of stories I could tell on the pod without like losing my career, but I did take me back to last year in Ibiza. I was here for 5 days and I didn't have one shower. How bad is that?
So let's put it into context.
Disgusting. Like, I have to sleep with you in bed at night and thought I could smell cheese.
But girls, I've heard you've got some feral rat stories that could compete. So over to you, my angel. What's your feral rat story?
So this particular story, it's got to go down as one of the most chaotic feral nights for me in history. I started drinking early hours, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Late start,
Anelia. All the way until 3:30 in the morning. In the day, we were at the pool party, just drinking all day, just jugs of beer constantly. And sensibly, we went back to go have a bath. Me and my friends were all in the bath together, completely naked, getting all the water out, naked slip and sliding into the room.
This sounds like this should be an annual event as well.
It's pretty good fun, actually. So then we proceeded to get changed. All of us bought shirts for each other.
Yeah.
My friend decided to buy me a capybara shirt. So I've gone out, one thing said to another, and it's ended up with me in the bar at the end of the night. My friend's got me by my legs, the other friend's got me by my arm, swinging me in the bar. And my mates were like to me, right, it's time for her to get home. Get me a kebab. I've seen this man on the mobility scooter, and I was like, this is my lift home now.
No. No. No.
I know. Anyway, I'm sat on this man's lap. He's loving life. He's absolutely loving it. So I'm eating my food. He can't see a thing. We end up crashing the mobility scooter. And then my friend's just filming. I've got it on video. You can literally just hear the mobility scooter just dragging across the floor. Get into the lift. My friends grabbed me. The kebab's gone flying up in the lift. And yeah, I went to sleep and woke up and I was still in the capybara shirt. So yeah, it was an excellent night, yeah.
Do you know what? I have to give it to you, my angel. Yay! I have to. For the mobility scooter.
Thank you so much.
Oh, love it.
I've never won anything in my life.
And what a proud moment for you to win a trophy.
Yeah, a win is a win, guys.
Pete and Liv hanging out with you on this Sunday. It's the last Sunday in September and one of us is getting ready for October starting. Have you sorted your Halloween outfit yet, Liv?
Obviously, I started sorting my Halloween costume in like May.
Did you actually?
Yeah, so because it's been made.
What is Halloween such a big thing for people?
Because it's just a festival of girlhood.
It's a festival of girlhood?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should enjoy it then.
I feel like you probably do. It's girls go out with no clothes on.
No, because that is just awful and I don't, it's great.
Right, so I have an idea. If you would humour me of coming to a Halloween party with me this year,
right.
I would love to go as Lord Farquaad and Princess Fiona.
Which one are you?
Princess Fiona. Everyone's not laughing. Everyone's
not
laughing at my joke.
Oh, dear.
Scared you. You just jumped. You okay. Just jumped. Yay. I'm sorry if you're driving.
I'd just like to point
out. He doesn't get scared. He just jumped.
I did. I literally looked up at you.
Roll back the
Roll
tapes.
Back. Play the tapes back.
You back. Went, oh.
I didn't do any.
Your shoulders went up.
I literally went. That was odd. If you have got the Sunday scaries, Liv has just made it worse.
Yeah, I've got you up now, haven't I?
So weird.
I know. So I've tried to give Pete a jump scare, didn't flinch, but it's spooky season, I'm not going to give up. So we're going to do some ghost stories.
I don't know if I can speak, I'm so petrified.
Do you want to hear this story? This is really scary.
Is it about your face before the work?
Pete, stop being rude. It's Halloween, but you're pushing it.
Go on then.
This is a story about a boy named Pete. Okay, and he met this girl in a bar and they did adult stuff. It developed into a romance. The romance turned into a relationship. And before
that
you
is
knew
scary.
It,
you're right. You've got me there.
No, it gets worse. Before you knew it, she was living with you in your house. You spent every day together. You'd get up on a Saturday. She'd wake you up at 6 a.m. She'd scold you for not getting up earlier and helping with the dishes. Then you'd go together to Home Bargains. And you'd look at the bedding section. Then you'd go and do a couples activity because your couples therapist told you it'd be good for your relationship. And that happened every weekend for the rest of your life until you died.
That is petrifying because that to me just sounds like marriage. Exactly what it is. Yeah, to be fair, if anything's going to scare me, then that is exactly what will. That was actually quite a good job. That's the most scared I've been ever.
I think the colour's left your face.
It honestly has. Do you know what? We need to play some music because I need a moment.
Pete?
Yep.
How do you feel about October as a month? It's one of my favourites.
What do you think I'm going to say?
Oh, you're probably going to say something negative.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why? Actually, hold on. What month do you like?
I don't, just none of them. I don't really have a feeling about months. They just happen after the last one, don't they? But October's a particularly annoying month.
I love decorating my house for Halloween. I love pumpkins. Like, in about a week's time, I'll start watching Hocus Pocus and I'll watch it six times this month.
Never seen
easily.
It.
Easily. Shut up, Pete. Sorry, cancel the show. I'm actually
You've never seen
Hocus Pocus?
Nope. That's the witch one, isn't it?
Guys, I don't know if I can work in these conditions.
Why do I need to see that?
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
No idea.
That's awful, Pete.
How is that awful? I've never watched a Christmas film, have you?
Right, guys, this is turning into a really sad event. I'm trying not to get the holiday blues and you're really sending me under. We could possibly watch Hocus Pocus together.
No, we couldn't.
But if you say mean things about it, we are going to have a problem.
Okay, you're saying that like you're doing me a favour, like we could watch Hocus Pocus together. I don't want to watch it.
Guys.
Have you seen it?
No.
What?
There we go.
We've never seen Hocus Pocus.
Thank you. I just want to point out.
This is me handing in my notice. These people are monsters. This is the real Halloween freak show.
It's about time.
Hocus, there's even a sequel now.
Hold on. There's five people in this room, three of which haven't seen it.
Dean, have you seen Hocus Pocus?
No, he just said no. So that's three. Get her out. We're done. That's 3-2. Seriously, though, hand in the notes.
It's the best film.
The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Something that I'm really into, which you're probably not going to be because you're not into anything, is mediums and the psychic. Those that have the power to connect to a higher plane.
Those that have the power to connect to someone's bank balance.
Now, do not be so cynical because we've got Deborah standing by to give you an over-the-phone reading.
Hello, hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry, Deborah, have we caught you at a bad time?
No, no.
Did you not expect the call to come through?
No, I did.
Oh, lovely.
No, I did. I was waiting.
Wonderful.
Is this Pete?
It is Pete. Either that or Liv's had a rough night.
Hi, Deborah. It's Olivia.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you so much for jumping on. I'm a big believer. Pete is somewhat of a cynic. I'll let you know that. Basically, anything you feel coming through, we'd love to know. We're open to anything.
Well, I've had a lovely little lady following me around today in spirit, who I think belongs to Pete, actually.
She got out of the basement.
Yeah.
Pete.
She's here on my left side. So left side always means mum's side. And she's on my left side now. I feel like she must be mum's mum, possibly, so your granny. She passed, yeah?
Yeah. My nan died, yeah.
Oh, okay. Lovely lady. Very forthright. I think you must be like her, because you're very direct as well.
What gave you that impression?
She's got a lovely energy. Very warm.
She's been down in hell.
No. She laughed at me.
She'd have liked that joke. She was cremated as well, so maybe she ain't
got... Well, she's still got a bit of heat going for her.
She is not in hell, I tell you that. She's with other loved ones. She's with her dad. He came to get her, so she was really happy about that.
Yeah,
that
he died when she was young.
To her. It's funny, I'd been out in the car earlier. I had to do stuff, and then I came back. Oh, I was getting a strong smell of smoke around me. And I was like, oh, is it a smoker then?
Well, again, that might be the cremation.
No, I think that's to do with smoking, definitely.
Yeah.
She said, I made it there, all right, you know. I just want you to know I made it, like that.
Well, tell her I said hello.
But does any of that resonate with you, Pete?
My nanny's dead, yeah. In all seriousness, that was very lovely, and it does sound a lot like my nan.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
No worries.
Happy Halloween.
Pleasure. And you, happy Halloween.
Bye, Debs.
Both of you.
Bye, darling.
Bye. How was your first medium experience?
It's nice to speak to someone that's read the book.
Okay. So would you say that you are a believer now?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, okay.
No. What I will say is Deborah sounds like a lovely lady.
She died 100%. Yeah. And she's definitely got a gift. You don't have to believe in it. Because me, Lydia and Emily do.
Yeah, well, exactly. She has got a gift and she's got the gift of reading.
not people, books.
At least she went out and bought it, so she's committed to the bit.
Well, there you go. And listen, I'm happy with that.
Our producer, Emily, she loves any chance to jump on PowerPoint, and she said she would like to present us with our Sunday roast wrapped data, but we have to guess what it's connected to.
Christmas quiz.
It's nothing to do with Christmas, actually, but yeah, sure, whatever.
Also, I'd just like to point out, if you were listening to this, she's done a lovely job with the lipstick in the time that we've been filming
You were going
to
compliment my graphic design, but
no,
thank you.
And that.
Some of the women in the studio still wear makeup.
I was just about to say, it's nice that one of the three of us has made an effort.
Oh, thanks, Pete. This is your Sunday roast wrapped.
Okay, dive in, the button says.
So, first of all, guess how many minutes this year that you have recorded?
In podcast or radio or both?
Just podcast.
In just podcast?
You could do the maths not quite easily. One a week, 12 weeks in a year.
In minutes, 2,400.
Okay. Liv?
Did I just say it's 12 weeks in a year?
Yeah, I think so.
5,000? No, I want less. 800.
Is that your final?
Yeah.
620. So you won that round. And guess how many episodes we've recorded?
Okay, so one a week since March. What are you laughing at?
I don't think... Is there a prize?
Oh,
no, there's not even a winner.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know then. 24?
14.
26?
Have we done 6 months worth of this one?
It feels like 6 years.
Christ.
Age is just a number.
Your age is based on your insights. Oh, all right, well...
What do you mean, insights?
So I've calculated your
so you picked a number out of a hat.
No, for me, it's then, on science, Emily. It's based below, on science. Mine's not below 35. We're so done.
Well, we'll have to see.
Mine's going to be 50.
Yeah, 50.
Liv's 24.
56.
Okay. What is the sentence underneath mine?
Congratulations, you've reached unk status.
What's unk? Is that good?
Creepy.
Is that uncle?
Yeah, creepy uncle.
Creepy Uncle Pete. Wonderful. Excellent. What's Liv's then?
Is it 21?
20.
Yourself.
Same age as me.
And has she got a little sentence? Congratulations, you've reached hot girl or something.
Spiritually, you're a Gen Z babe.
I know.
Unk and Gen Z babe.
So, the results are in. Guess how many people you've roasted. Quick fire.
20.
5.
85.
Oh,
God. How many times has Liv said the word iconic?
23.
No, 50.
231 times. That is iconic.
I've said it more times than we have had episodes.
That is wild behaviour.
No, I need to get a new word.
How many times do you reckon your phone's gone off?
That's got to be...
10?
No, 50.
No.
19.
Okay. Ooh. I can live with that.
Deliveroo's ordered.
Oh,
it's got to be...
What, the same amount of shows then. How many shows
because
were there?
Are you joking? I'm going to say... 35.
Yeah.
33.
Ooh. No, okay, that's good.
How many times do you reckon you've said the word
500?
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly me every other word, isn't it?
987.
That's really embarrassing.
Finally, how many times do you reckon Pete has wished for the sweet release of death?
I mean, listen, it's...
Thousands.
That's got to be 100.
671.
And then when he dies, we're going to go, there was no signs.
It just came out of the blue.
New Year's resolutions.
I've never made any.
Have you not?
No, because I think if you want to change, like you've said it before.
No, I don't.
I agree with you.
We've got some in from listeners, though. Jack has made a resolution to start smoking.
Good guy.
People at work get 15-minute break whenever they want. So he wants in on it.
Yeah, unless you work here, you don't get a 15-minute break whenever you want here.
No, you get 15
minutes. We've been talking for 9 hours straight.
Jonathan, take over the world.
All right, Pinky in the Brain. Jesus Christ.
That's just such a niche reference. Pinky in the Brain. Wait, who would be Pinky and who would be the brain out of
me
us?
And you?
Yeah.
I'm the brain.
Am I Pinky?
Yes, of course you are. The little miserable one and then the dopey old lanky one in the corner.
Oh, my God.
Of course you're Pinky.
I'm happy to be Pinky.
Well, you never know. 2026 could be the year we take over the world.
Producer Emily, would you like to serve me and Pete with our year review?
Sure. So I've got a bit of a performance review for
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
What are we basing it? Is
based
it
on merit.
Just merit. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's just
my
overall
observations as CEO of the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pete, I just think it's really inspiring to see someone so dedicated to being a hater. It honestly fills my soul with joy, and it's like I get this twinkle in my eye when I see you being so miserable, because in a world of toxic positivity, it's great to know that there are evil people still out there and you're doing it for the haters.
You always need shade, don't you? You always need shade with the light. You know what I mean?
Very poetic, Pete. You're doing it for the haters. Thank and you. I love that. Keep it going.
Thank you. Good.
Liv.
And I've got a thumbs up.
Yes, I'm.
The girls and the gays, we're starving. And you're keeping us fed.
Thank you.
There's my performance review. It's positive.
That means a lot to me, actually, genuinely, because that is a big passion of mine.
Yeah. You've got to do it for the gays.
It's a big passion of mine. Slightly different, but...
Hope you enjoy.
I love that. Absolutely loved it.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast Podcast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood. We are back for the first one of 2026.
How weird is that?
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
I can't decide if it feels like it's been ages or just a minute.
Since we did this?
Yeah. Well, or since we've been here. Because I was thinking, like, how many weeks have we actually been away?
Is it three?
Yeah, two? I said two when we walked in and you said I'm mistaken.
Well, let's start with the main things. Have you missed me?
I did actually miss you. I'll put that on record.
Why are you saying it through gritted teeth?
No, I don't think I would, if I'm honest. Because, you know, you have your ways, and I thought it'd be nice to have a little break. But I think after a week or so,
you needed
I did
some downtime from my
ways.
Yeah,
I missed your dulcet tones and your negative outlook on life.
Wonderful.
Did you miss me?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had a really nice time off.
Okay.
Because I didn't speak to anyone.
Right.
So I'm only just entering society again.
Fine. So to recap your Christmas... Not much to report.
Not much to report. I didn't really leave the house very much and I didn't really speak to anyone. I didn't answer anyone's messages.
That feels a little bit rude.
Phone calls. Does it?
Yeah.
No, it was, you know...
Was there someone messaged you Happy Christmas, you didn't reply?
No, and for some people as well, because they messaged Happy Christmas. If you look to the last message they sent me, it's Happy Christmas from the year before. So that's how often I speak to them. So you don't need to message me anymore Happy Christmas because I didn't reply to the last one, so don't bother doing it this year either.
Yeah, I feel like people could just, like, really, like, tone back the Happy Christmas messages.
Yeah, it's the Happy New Year ones. And do you know what is annoying? The Happy New Year ones you start getting from sort of the 30th. Because just before the phones jam, when does that happen anymore? Do you know what I mean? Just before the phones jam, I thought I'd get the message in now. It's 2 days away. I don't want to hear from you on the night or 2 days before or 2 days after.
So just to be clear, one thing you're not changing in 2026 is your attitude. ray of sunshine of our lives.
Well, I did go out New Year's Eve.
Yes, you did. I was very surprised.
Yeah,
we got a Lyft selfie. You wore a snazzy little suit.
I had a beautiful suit, mate. Really lovely. Thought I'd spin it out on New Year's Eve.
Going out on New Year's Eve is so camp, but I feel like it's actually really on brand for you.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't go out on New Year's Eve, personally, because it feels too on the radar. But I feel like you are more on the radar than you want to admit.
I don't think I'm on the radar. I mean, I went to like a little private kind of... party type thing. So it was really nice. I had dinner and all the other stuff and, you know, loads of people came. But one of the people threw up all over my suit.
I don't do well with vomit.
I don't do well with vomit, to be perfectly honest with you. And I was trying to be nice because I was trying to get a car home, put her in a car home. Oh. I had to give the geezer extra cash to take her because she was obviously being sick. Then went back in because it gets worse. One of the other friends, she sort of just dribbled vomit because she tried to swallow it back onto my shoes. So it was a full top to bottom twice in one night.
This is what you should take into 2026. Stop being a hero, because you end up with vomit on you.
But then, you know
they wanted feminism, let them get their own cars.
No, but you can't do that. And you know what I'm like.
So and I say them, because I was still like my car's booked for me.
Yeah, well, there you go. Imagine if I did that to you.
I'm way too old in this game to be frying up on people.
Then, after that, got everyone cars home and that, and then couldn't get a car myself, so stood outside.
Oh, see, New Year's Eve, horrendous.
Well, because I'd booked cars.
Horrendous.
But I hadn't booked enough because extra people came, so I gave them the cars, and then I couldn't get a car home. So I stood outside in a suit covered in sick for about an hour in the cold.
Vile.
So that's how I welcomed in New Year's. It was a real blinder.
This is Pete's day, guys.
February, my favourite month of the year, based on the fact that it's got my favourite day of the year.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
The most romantic guy you've ever known.
Yeah. Do you know what? Because it's a Saturday night this year, I feel like Valentine's Day is a really good night to go out if you're single. It is a good night to go out because you know, like, everyone's going to be in couples and they'll be in the restaurants. So if you actually go out.
I'll be honest with you, I don't like Valentine's Day. And it's not just because of recent events. I've never liked it. I always say, I want a gift and that's it.
Yeah, but you say that 365 days of the year, so it doesn't make a difference. How do we differentiate, you know, Valentine's Day from that? Do you know what? I agree with you because, again, social media makes me hate it even more.
Oh, I forgot about social media.
Do you know what I mean? There was only so many times I can watch some bird totter into a hotel spa break in the country with rose petals and, how long will I love you? And then the Cartier, but boy done good.
Roses there's little mites that live inside the rose heads. They're in your bed now. They're going to crawl into the sheets and then crawl up your butt. And that's how you're going to spend about time.
I think we've sold Valentine's well to people here. I'm going to be honest with you. I think
I'm dealing with it really well.
Have you
personally.
Got any bad Valentine's stories?
I haven't got any good ones. we got it down. I just want a flowers and a gift of like proportionate value and to be left alone. That's what my perfect Valentine's Day. I had a Valentine's Day when I was like 17 and my boyfriend was going to take me out. And he stood me up. And then I found out from his friends I was on my BBM messenger thing. They went to a strip club.
They went to the strip club?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the problem?
Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And he left me. So me and my friend went to Wetherspoons in Guildford, snogged a random.
Valentine's. Nice.
Romance.
In all seriousness, I've never had a Valentine's.
Hey, I mean...
You know, like a proper Valentine's night out.
There's no such thing.
Or like someone to do Valentine's.
All the girlfriends you've never had a girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
We've always split up before occasions.
Is that on purpose?
No, if you look at the occasions and when they come, they're dotted around the year and you normally get a good 2 months out of me and then I do something wrong. So the pattern generally goes that I just never make it to the occasions.
Doing some maths here.
Could be here a while.
So you've never had a girlfriend on Valentine's Day. Do you feel lonely?
And in all honesty, I think Valentine's Day should be about, like, having fun.
What about flowers?
I like doing nice things,
but... hold on. Have you ever sent flowers to anyone that hasn't been an apology?
Yes, I have, yeah. I like doing things for people. You know that about me. I like doing things for people. So, yeah, I've sent flowers before.
Nice. Gas station or what?
My favourite's Mother's Day.
My dad never forgets 35 years of marriage.
What, and he never forgets Valentine's Day, no. The day of the year that everyone knows.
Do you know how many married men don't give their wives a card or a bunch of flowers for Valentine's Day? More don't than do.
No way.
Especially my dad's age. They go, don't like Valentine's Day. Oh, guess what, Ian? It ain't for you. It's for the women and the gays. Stop trying to make it about you. Everything's about you. You're a man.
Why don't blokes get anything for Valentine's?
Every day is Valentine's Day, Pete, for men. Okay? Have you heard of this little thing called the patriarchy? Do you know what's just around the corner, Pete?
I tell you how excited I am about it. Super Bowl, innit?
Pete, but let's just say, why are we talking about the Super Bowl?
Because Dean and Tom really love the Super Bowl.
I just, whatever.
You're not a big fan of the Super Bowl?
I don't know why we suddenly are starting to, like, talk about it in the UK. We don't even have the sport.
I'm a massive Super Bowl fan.
Pete, it's not a bowl.
Listen, I'm just trying to jump on the bandwagon, all right? Everyone loves the Super Bowl. Why can't I?
It's NFL football.
Listen, I at least know that much.
You've never met a man more disconnected from sports in your life.
What, the
men? No, chasing tail isn't a sport.
Yeah, listen, I'm genuinely, I can't even pretend that I'm interested. But what will be fun this weekend is I will be staying off social media, who will be uploading them in American football outfits, yeah. And like the full thing, like Go Chargers or Patriots. Whee! Or who's playing?
New England Patriots, Seattle Seahawks.
They've not been in it for ages, have they, the Seahawks?
Oh, you seem quite interested now.
Do you know what? Full disclosure, I've been to 2 Super Bowls with a guy. That's the truth. When I used to spend a lot of time in Vegas. So I understand what a big deal it is. And the atmosphere is amazing.
Yeah, big deal in America.
Yeah, it's great. If you're there,
but over here,
go.
I can't have...
It goes on for hours. They come off, they go on, they're talking. There's like they're talking to themselves. It's mental.
The biggest problem that I have is no one in the UK actually understands the rules.
I'm pretty sure in America they don't either.
Has it gone for hours?
Hours.
How long are the games, Dean? They're like... About three hours. They have quarters, don't they? But it's so stop-starty. That's what takes so long.
A bit more like rugby. They just keep stopping. Stop.
So neither of us are going to be watching the Super Bowl then?
No, but if someone wanted to throw a Super Bowl party and invite me, I have the jerseys. I'm ready, I'm equipped.
You've got NFL jerseys?
Yeah. Do you know it's good hack, girls, if you still want to look sexy, buy them from the kids section, then you can show your titties off.
Well, Tom, you got that? I reckon you're all sort of age 5 to 6.
This has been the Sunday Roast, maybe for the last time.
Potentially come back if we're still around.
Leave us a comment if you liked it and all that stuff and share it with your friends who've also got poor taste.
Rate, review, do all of that stuff. When you do the reviews, make sure you leave 5 stars, but actually roast us as well. It shouldn't be that hard because we are a pair of idiots. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
The Sunday Roast Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. A Rayo original podcast. Rayo.